This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Absolute Philosopher. Are you a pushover? Are you a pushover, an easy mark for people to get across ideas and get across thoughts and words and deeds and actions? Are you an easy mark for someone who wants to accomplish something and they use you to do it? Can people say to you, "Why, I think you'd be a great one to be on our board of directors. Would you like to allow yourself to be on our board of directors?" And you say, "What does the board of directors do?" "Well, they just sort of approve of what we're doing." And you say, "Well, how many meetings would I have to go to?" "None." "And what sort of things would I have to read and so forth?" "Nothing. Just be on a board of directors. We like your name there." And so you allow yourself to be put on the board of directors of people and opportunities. They sound good. They sound like they're very noble causes. But before you know it, here you are associated with something that you do not appreciate, you do not believe in, and you do not do. Many people come up to us and they say, "Oh, we really appreciate everything you've done. You've been so wonderful. You've been so good." First, they give you all the compliments in the world, and then they ask you to allow them to use your name, or they ask you to support their activity, first giving you a lot of compliments so that you feel that you owe them something. And this is being a pushover. And we don't ever want to be a pushover. We want to walk our own path. We want to do our own thing. We want to endorse what we endorse. And the best thing that we could ever endorse would be ourselves. We could endorse ourselves and endorse ourselves to be so fantastic, so delightful, so marvelous, so peaceful, so glorious in so many ways if we would just allow it to happen. But we don't allow it to happen. Now, the reason we don't allow it to happen is that we feel that we are not that important. We feel that we are not that worthwhile. We feel that our desires are too minuscule, too small, too tiny, too unimportant to be backed up by anything at all. And this is what many people in life do. They go through life feeling that their contribution isn't of great import in anything that they're doing. They feel that their words are not worthy of being heard. And they feel sorry for themselves. They feel that their words should be heard, but they don't really feel their words should be heard because they don't speak. They don't let the world know what they're doing. Are you the kind of person who allows this sort of thing? Or are you the kind of person that is a pushover for nothing? Oh, we can be a pushover for little children and what their needs are, or big children what their needs are, or adults and what their needs are. But let's instead be a pushover for ourselves. Let's begin to say, "I am number one. I like me. I am whole and perfect now. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am divinely whole, divinely perfect. I am peace. I am all that is good." And when we say these things, then we are a pushover for the truth. And as we keep saying these things, no one will ever come and ask us to support their operations, their programs, their dreams, their desires, because we already see everything in perfect divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. You see, when we live in that consciousness, then there is nothing that we have to prove. There is nothing that we have to go out and say, "Hey, look, this is where I am. This is where I stand." Because we stand only for the purity and the goodness of all that is. Ah, yes. We know of a lot of people who allow themselves to be a pushover. And they are weak, weak, very weak indeed. They have no strength of character. They have only the need to be loved, the need to be appreciated. I know the people that I could go to and have them be a pushover for whatever I wanted them to do. Just compliment them and encourage them to think that I think they're wonderful, far beyond what they think. When we think we are wonderful of ourselves, no one can take us away from our principles or take us away from our ideals. We live in that awareness of our wholeness and our perfection. We live in the awareness that we are indeed number one, and we do not need to have approval from anybody else for how wonderful we are. And no longer, if ever, will we ever be a pushover for anything. Think on these things. It's kind of random. It's kind of not usual type of thought for us, but it's a very important thought. It has come to my attention this last few days, a number of pushovers. And I thought to myself, why were they a pushover? They were a pushover because they needed to be approved. They needed compliments. They needed love. And when they needed anything, they were weak. When they don't need anything, when they know that they are fantastic, beautiful, glorious, and wonderful and whole, then they can never be a pushover. So I say for you, you are your own master. I am my own master. And that's all that matters. That's all that is true, and that's all that I'm interested in. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.